Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, we welcome our guest, and that is Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam. How's everything, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, all is well. The said, how's everything in Pakistan?
Normal. Normal.
Alhamdulillah. So, Mufti Saab, the other day you were speaking to me, I think it was now in this past week, you said to me about this, you were explaining to me about when the president comes to an end of his term, then he pardons some people. And you were saying about Hunter Biden, how Joe Genocide will forgive or pardon him, and hopefully, inshallah, Dr. Afia Siddiqui will also be part of it. Can you just explain to our listeners that exactly what you explained to me?
At the end of the term of every president, even if he serves two terms, because there's no guarantee that he'll be reelected. Sometimes in the first term, he also does it. But at the end of the year, since the elections are in November, and he has to leave office by January 20th, somewhere in November, December, sometimes around Christmas time, the outgoing president will pardon a certain amount of people. Okay, especially ones that are the same political group. Okay, Biden's son, this guy, he's a real character. He's much like his father. Okay, he's been snorting cocaine in the White House. He did so many things illegally, but by using his father, he did business outside of America, and he used his father's name as influence so he can get these deals done. So he made lots and lots and lots of money, and he spent it on foolish things, prostitutes and all kind of things. So he got caught. For income taxes, and he pleaded guilty, although the whole time he said he didn't do it's a witch hunt and all this other thing. So finally he pleaded guilty. Okay, and the trial is about to start, and so the people are in the know, the political pundits, they feel he's doing this because they know his father's leaving. And so that means the trial will be quick. He'll be convicted very quickly. And then as soon as he's convicted, his father will pardon him. And so then the second part was that one person was trying to, because he knows this, an American lawyer, he's putting in papers to get Afia Siddiqui released. Okay, or pardoned, and so they sent paperwork to Pakistan. Pakistan had to submit some sort of report or something, and the Supreme Court of Pakistan was criticizing the Pakistan government because they had received it for 12 days and they hadn't acted upon it. It doesn't cost Pakistan anything. There'll be no money involved from Pakistan. The work will all be done by the American lawyer, Mr. Smith. All right. And Mr. Smith feels that there's a very good chance that Afia Siddiqui will be released and be pardoned and sent back to Pakistan. But the Pakistan government's dragging their feet with this. It's a shame. Mm. But I believe the person is a non-Muslim. And he's more interested in her release than her home country and fellow Muslims.
And we're seeing this all over. If you see in Saudi Arabia as well, how many imams were locked up, imprisoned for absolutely just speaking out the truth or serving as what they're supposed to be doing as a mu'min, as a believer. But if you speak the truth, you get locked up in these particular so-called Islamic countries, such as Saudi Arabia. Just now over the week, I think over 10 people got imprisoned. And they will use some excuse just to say that, no, he was igniting some threats or starting some fights, arguments, and using or abusing certain groups. And for them to make up an excuse is absolutely nothing. So, inshallah, we hope that she does get released, and this can, though we don't know as yet, the last time we heard, her mental condition is quite in a state. So Allah alone knows best what condition will she come back in. As well as, if you see, I'm not sure how many people are still left in the American dungeon. And that's that Guantanamo Bay. Mufti Saab, maybe you can just give us more information on this. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, that I don't know. I know that Obama, he had promised to close it down. He served two terms and he didn't. After them was Trump. He didn't close it down. He served one term, 4 years. And now Biden, he hasn't said anything about Guantanamo Bay. Dungeon is the right word for it, because it's not on American property. It really is in Cuba, okay? Guantanamo Bay is in Cuba. All right, it's not in America. It's not on American soil. This is why they're allowed to do what they're doing, because it's not on American soil. So that's a great injustice. But there's no word on that. I haven't heard anything about that.
And you sent me something interesting the other day about Imran Khan, and he is, and based on his previous marriage, the Israeli blog Times of Israel, they are hopeful that maybe something will spark there. If he's released, it will improve, and he's in back in power or something, it will improve Pakistan-Israeli ties.
Right. I heard, well, I talked to other people, or more of them know about it, and they said we have to see who's behind sending out this information. Okay. Some people believe that this is the army, okay, the Pakistani army, that's supporting this type of information getting out to make it easier for them to convict him in a court. Whenever his trial comes up, they can use this against him. That's also a part of it, because the Pakistan army is the ISI and what have you. They're very good at playing tricks, just like the Jewish the army and government. So we're waiting to see who's behind setting out this information. All right, because it's been known, you know, that his ex-in-laws were Jewish. That was well known, and he actually helped campaign for one of his brother-in-laws. One of his brother-in-laws is running for a seat in the parliament in England, and Imran Khan supported him. So this is well known, but why is it coming out now? Well, you know, Imran Khan is about to go on trial, and military trial. Okay, so it's not like the regular court. It looked, and his best friend, the one that was like his godfather from the ISI, the most powerful man in the country, he's already been arrested and he's going to be court-martialed. So we're not sure who put it out, but it's well known that he has Jewish friends. He married into, you know, a Jewish family, although his wife wasn't Jewish. But her father and mother were, but she was not Jewish. But the brothers, some of the brothers are Jews and married into the Rothschilds, which is a Jewish family.
Mm. It's amazing how you have to always look towards the different relations, like how you exposed many people didn't know Kamala Harris and her Hindu roots, and then but trying to change the accent, all of this. So it's always...
She did a couple of times last week. She changed her accent to a black accent. She's trying to talk like a black American now. She's being exposed. The people are catching out. Only for the vote. Only for the vote, my brother.
No, but they say a woman, generally, they are women like this, that they get influenced very quickly. So if they are around Indians, and I've seen this sometimes, then they start speaking like Indians with this around different, like whites in South Africa. They speak differently, so they'll have that white accent. Or they will...
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we can just use it...
Well, she's been in America for 57 years, and she wasn't with an Indian community. She's been with a black community, so... Well, why did it take so long for her to adapt a black accent?
I'm just... No.
Especially when she went to an all-black college.
I'm just trying to have a good good word about it, so that she gets the vote and then America can fall.
Who sneezes then, huh? you're really rooting for her to get elected, huh?
Yeah, we're really pushing for it.
Oh, God. They're all the same.
They've got their agenda, so we've got our agenda as well.
What's his name? Rich, what's his... Oh, gosh. George Wallace. George Wallace. He was a racist in Alabama back in the 60s and 70s. He hated black people, and he was the governor, all right? And he was voted out of office, and then he made a comeback. He was a Democrat, and then he changed to Republican and like this. And so the people saying, hey, how can you change like this? How can you leave one party for the other? So he said, there's not a dime worth of difference between a Democrat and a Republican in America. All right. Classic line from a racist. All right. And then no difference. You know, no difference between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. No difference. They're the same coin, but two different sides. One is tails, one is heads. Well, that's the only difference. Same coin, though.
Anyway, we'll wait to see if America will have the holiday tomorrow. And I don't know.
No, they would have to vote for it in the Congress, and then it would take effect in 1 or 2 years after that. It won't be. They just did a poll. Mm-hmm. They did a poll, and people have put the bill in the committee, but it hasn't been voted on even in the committee. And then it will be voted upon in all of the Congress, and then it will go to the president for signature. So, it'll be some time.
Maybe they can.
Be some time before that happens.
Trust me, in South Africa, any opportunity for holiday, we're looking for it. They can pass it over to us.
Fast track it, huh? Fast track.
Yeah. Every year we get another extra holiday. So we're smiling, but the business people, they're frowning. So.
America's not too quick on adding holidays. They're not too quick on that, at least federal holidays. Each state can have their own holiday, and city can have holidays. So you'll have places in America where Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr, their holidays in certain cities, okay? But federal holiday, that doesn't change much. That doesn't change much.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti Sahib, for joining us. Make dua for us. Inshallah, we'll be with you tomorrow.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.